Derek.
How's it going, Miles?
Hey, it's going good, Bob. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
What's
up? Oh, nothing. We're just trying something a little different tonight on the phone call. We're going to use this 1010-220. We'll see if they bilk me.
All right.
So it's only supposed to be 99 cents, so I got to, like, watch this clock. I got about 19 after 9. What do you got?
I'm looking at 922, but that's okay.
All right. So we'll keep track of this time here. We only got 20 minutes, 99 cents.
Okay.
So what's going on up there in the Great White North?
I had a little incident here about a week ago.
A little incident?
Yeah, a little incident with my dog.
Is your wife pregnant again? But I guess not. Is your dog pregnant?
What?
Is your dog pregnant?
No, not that kind of incident.
What kind of incident?
My dog disappeared last week.
Pulled a Copperfield on you.
Yes. Like a D.B. Cooper or something just disappeared.
D.B. Cooper. All right.
No, I was going to bed about a week ago, and I noticed my dog was missing.
Because she normally sleeps with you, right?
In a way, yes. So I looked outside. I didn't see her. I called her. Didn't come. And we have a fenced-in backyard, I should explain.
Yeah, but it's a real low fence, though.
It's a low fence.
It's like a hip fence. It's about as high as your hip.
It's about that high, yeah. So, we have a lot of snowdrifts up here in Chicago, so I figured she'd probably jump the fence. She never does, but I figured it was the first time, right?
You think maybe that she wasn't aware and she just walked over the fence because of the drift, and then the next thing you know?
That could be true. That could be true. This is not the smartest dog.
Yeah.
So I get a flashlight, and I'm following the tracks, and they lead right over to my neighbor's house, and there's a neighbor that is really... I really have locked horns with this person in the past.
Okay.
I really haven't talked to this person in quite a while.
So the billy goat neighbor has got your dog.
Yes. Well, I watched, so the tracks go right over to her house, and they disappear.
Wow.
And I'm like, uh-oh.
Aliens?
I got my dog.
Aliens?
Aliens or the neighbor. I wasn't sure.
Okay.
So I hop over the fence with a flashlight, and I look a little bit closer. The dog has... walked on top of a plastic covering for the neighbor's window well and has fallen in about 5 feet.
Oh my God, it's like that one kid that fell down the well.
Something like that, yeah.
What was that kid's name?
Elizabeth? It might have been,
Zsa-Zsa? Zsa-Zsa fell down the well.
No, all I can think of is Baby Richard, but that was the kid that was taken away by his, Serbian dad. So anyway, the dog's down there about 5 feet, right?
Okay.
And I thought there's just not a good way to get this dog out without just completely jumping in there and getting dirty and getting it, right?
Yeah, really, and then, you know, your neighbor will come shoot you in the ass.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I'm thinking, well, it's unlikely she has a gun, but in the off chance that she does, I better call her up.
Well, I think in your association, everybody else got guns but you 1 year.
I think so.
Like, everybody got a dish but you? Everybody else got guns?
That might be. So, my wife, thinking that she's MacGyver, you know, comes up with all these crazy ideas so we don't have to call the neighbor. Like, you know, let's dig a tunnel between our yard and her yard. You know, it's a great escape. But, you know, let's get a helicopter, like, what's that old Charles Bronson to break Robert Duvall out of jail?
Oh, it wasn't the mechanic, it was,
You know what I'm talking about, though.
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about.
I can't think of it, but you know, it was like that. She's thinking all these crazy things. I go, I can't think of a better way, but I have to call this lady up, right?
Yeah. Like, what was there, that movie?
Huh?
Heartbreak Ridge or something.
No, that was Clint Eastwood, I think.
Yeah, you're right.
I'll think of it.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, I call her up, and I explain the situation. She says, okay. And I jump down there, I get the dog out, and,
So you end up jumping down there anyway, even though you talked to the neighbor?
Huh?
You jump down there anyway?
You know, that's what I was going to do anyway, but I didn't want her to think that someone was breaking into her house.
Right.
So So I come down there, I get the stupid dog out. The stupid dog's all scared to get her out. I'm all dirty, and the neighbor comes out in her bathrobe, you know, I'm like, ugh. Right?
Looking like Mrs. Roper from the Three's Company?
Oh, she, I tell you what, she looks like Cindy Margulies.
Like who?
Like, who's that girl that's the most downloaded girl on the web? Is it Cindy Margulies or something like that?
Oh, okay. No, she doesn't look like that, does she?
Pamela Lee. No, I mean, she makes Mrs. Roper look like that.
Oh. I
well,
see.
So I say, I go, listen, I'll buy you a brand new cover for this thing. She says, okay, that's fair. So I have a friend that runs a hardware store, and I go to buy it, thinking that it's only about $10 or $11. It's $40.
Wow.
$40.
What is what do those things do exactly besides keep dogs out?
Well, they don't do a very good job of that. It could
the squirrel.
Be a small
dog. Any lightweight dog or any small animal like a squirrel or a bunny.
Yeah, well, I tell you what. I thought, no, I better get it, though, because knowing me, I'll leave it up to her to go get it. She'll find a $100 one, you know.
You should get one that said sumo tested. Guaranteed to hold a sumo wrestler for like 5 minutes.
Hold at least one medium dog.
There you go.
Jeez. So, I don't know. You know,
$40?
Well, a few weeks before, I just paid about $225 for a cat enema, so...
What?
Yeah, my cat wasn't crapping right, you know.
Maybe because it ate that mouse.
No, I don't think that had anything to do with it. So it wasn't crapping, right?
Just
so
stick your finger up there.
I should have. You would have saved a lot of money, because my wife is like, well, this cat has to go to the vet. I'm like, well, okay. She comes back home without the cat, so I'm thinking, uh-oh, maybe she put him to sleep, you know?
Yeah.
She's like, well, no, the cat's there, and I just put down a $200 deposit.
Wow.
$200. My God. Jesus. And she goes, well, that's just a deposit. It could be as much as $600.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, oh, my God. I feel like I've been bent over a railing somewhere, you know? I'm like, oh, my God. So it turns out, after a few days, the doctor calls up. He goes, your cat needs an enema. She's clogged up. And so my sister, who doesn't believe in vets, says, why don't I just give the cat an enema?
Or medical care of any kind, I believe.
Well, that's true. Yeah, my sister's trying to encourage me to give this cat an enema.
Hey, I think you should have done it.
I